Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'm so glad that you have joined us today. And if you noticed, our topic today is simply five things. Five things. You know, as we continue to move and progress into the world, I think, wow, am I really getting done what needs to be done? Or do I have a project here, a project there, a partly finished book here, a partly finished storage project that I'm working on? Listen, what I want to say is this. Simply five things that we want to talk about today in this podcast. And may I remind you, I am Dr. Glovina Williams, and I'm happy that you've taken time to join the podcast today. You know, what I'd like to share is that I'm just simply going to give you these five things. These are five things that can move us from partly complete to all the way complete. Okay, let's look at this one, and we're just going to briefly go through them. Rest and prepare. That's one. Rest and prepare. Yeah. And here is a second one. So we said rest and prepare. And then how about this one? Watch you say. Mm-hmm. And then the third one, get out of debt. I mean, just, you know, get as financially free as you can. And here's the fourth one. Get a secret place. Have a beautiful altar or just some place in your home, in your space, a secret place where you can meet with God. And then the fifth one, which we've talked about before, expect something new. Mm-hmm. Expect something new. So listen, when we talk about rest, why do we need it? I mean, it's just something that is so required to rest. And a rest could be just a break, you know, a time out, some respite, a breather. You know how you just stop and take a breather. Because when we rest, you know, it's basically defined as we seek work or movement in order to relax, to refresh, to recover, you know, to gain our strength. You know, for example, sometimes when I get a bit overloaded with responsibility, a lot I've taken on myself, but still, and I get to a point where I know, it's no doubt about it, I know I've just got to sit back, put my feet up, and rest. Yeah, to rest. Sometimes we just need rest after a lot of activity has taken place in our life. So relax, take a rest, ease up a little bit, let up a little bit, slow down, take some time to pause. Okay, so five things. Here's one, rest, and along with rest goes prepare. But listen, let's just stay a moment with rest. Just rest. Mm-hmm. Rest will help us to get grounded. Take a break. Prepare. And when we prepare, we're making something ready for use or consideration. Prepare. You know, rest and prepare, because in the rest, have you ever found this, that when you begin to rest and prepare, what happens is that you're making yourself ready. You're putting things together. You're in a phase of, believe it or not, we're in a phase of producing, arranging, developing, assembling, even composing, thinking things through. This can happen in rest. Can I tell you a scripture what Jesus said about it? Listen, Matthew chapter 11, 28. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest." Yeah. Coming to Jesus, coming to him with every concern, just releasing things to him in prayer, that's communicating with God. And then he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Then we'll learn how to pace ourselves. He says, "For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you're going to find rest for your souls." I often say, rest heals the body and soothes the soul. It will soothe your mind, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. The first thing, we're talking about five things here, just five things. Rest and prepare. Rest. Mm-hmm. Rest and prepare. Psalms 127 and 2 says, "In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those that he loves." Hey, you can lay down and rest in peace. And let's not forget about Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7. It's probably some of your favorites. Do not be anxious about anything. I go through it. I believe that the scripture is there to remind me not to be anxious. I get anxious about things. You know, and anxiety, I don't know, like with me, I feel it in my, like around my stomach area. But he says, do not be anxious. He knew that we would have these moments of feeling anxious. In other words, how will I do this? What will the future hold? Will this unfold the way that I have planned for it to unfold? Or do not be anxious about anything. He says, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And then what happens? The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. You know, we're talking about five things today. The first one we've combined, rest and prepare. If we look, and listen, if, you know, God, Yahweh, the creator, the universal creator, the creator of everything. Listen what it says in Genesis 2, verses 2 through 3. Listen what it says about Yahweh. By the seventh day, Yahweh had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. That's a clue for us. That's an indication you are created in his image and in his likeness. That's an indication that we need to rest. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean this is totally different from being lackadaisical. This is a rest. This is a rest. Yeah. And listen, here's something else in Exodus. Chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. The Sabbath day, a holy day. You know, often on Sundays when I'm finished with my worship service And sometimes I have a tendency to want to do something else because I feel like, oh, the day is so freed up. But I make it a point. No, today I'm just going to rest and relax and enjoy whatever that is. It's not a day for to continue in what we call the grind or the working. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. It says, on it you shall not do any work. So just learn to relax. Taking that day a week or a week or weeks or a month. So rest and prepare. Yeah, and in that preparatory stage, you're formulating. You prepare your work. You're formulating. Proverbs, 24 and 27 says, prepare your work, get everything ready for yourself, and after that, build your house. I'll give you a little secret, and it is a secret to success. If you can take Sunday evenings and just begin to write out your plan for the week, you can have perhaps three, four major things that you want to accomplish. It doesn't have to be earth-shattering. It could simply, perhaps you may need to just make a trip to the market, to the grocery store. I don't know. Write those things out, and you will be surprised. And look at that list every day. There may be other things that come into play, but that secret of success, and success could simply be just accomplishing what you plan on doing for the week. This is our life that we're living out. It's not a game. It's our life. Well, it is a game. You know what I mean. It does have rules and things like that. But so prepare for your work. Rest and prepare. Rest and prepare. Listen to 1 Peter 3:15, if I can read it for you. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Someone says, well, hey, you know, why is it that you believe in the Lord? Why is it that you have become a Christian? Why have you chosen the life to walk and to follow God's commandments? Be ready, be prepared to be able to share this with people. But yet, 3 and 15 says, do it with gentleness and respect. Okay, so the first one, we're talking about five things today. Rest and prepare, those two go together, because in rest, you can receive revelation. You get ready to go to bed at night, and that rest and preparation, think about this. Whatever it is that you want to accomplish the next day, just say softly to yourself, that's part of your prayer work. Just say, Holy Spirit, I lovingly place this in your hands. It may be something you need an answer to, but you will find it will come. Trust the Lord. He's faithful. Hey, rest and prepare. Those are two powerful secrets. Secrets to success. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, listen at number two. Watch what you say. We have to watch what we say. Yeah. Why? Because we can have whatever we say. Begin to guard and not say anything negative. Let's do our very best. You know, when I was in my early 20s, I met a lady. Her name was Ernestine. And she taught me many things. I was just a young mother starting out in my career. And one of the things she said to me, and she passed it on from what her mother had taught her. She said, my mother always taught me, if you can't say something nice about someone, don't say anything at all. Or if you must say something, this is what she shared with me, just say, wow, God bless their hearts. Yeah, let's watch what we say. Because what? We can have what we say. And let's say nothing negative. Let's say something good. These are five things. Now, as we're moving and progressing into the year, these are some things that can help us to move our goals, our plans, our initiatives, our, even if we're in the sphere of influence with others, this can help us to move it forward, to bring it from the back burner to the front burner. Watch what we say. We can do this. I always say that because I know that we can. I'm going to read another scripture, Psalms 19 and 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So let my words and even what I'm thinking about in my heart, let it be acceptable in the sight of God. Hey, listen to this one, Psalms 39 and 1. I will guard my ways. Listen at this part. Lest I sin with my tongue. But this one I'm about to read, Psalms 141 and 3, is one of my favorites. I heard a minister say this years and years ago, and guess what? I used to play it on my, you know, I would just play it on my recorder over and over again. Psalms 141 and 3. This is powerful. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. What a proclamation. What a declaration. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth and keep over the door of my lips. Hey, five things. Rest and prepare. We'll put those two together. And number two, watch what we say. Let's look at three. This is a good one. Let's get out of debt. Let's get financially free. I mean, as free as you can. You know your financial situation. Let's get out of debt and let's get as financially free as we can. Proverbs 27 and 23. Pay careful attention to the condition of your flocks. Set your mind on your herds. For riches do not last forever, nor does a crown last from generation, to generation. Let's get out of debt. If you are in debt, some of you may already be debt-free. Or you may only have the debt of your mortgage or your rent every month. But let's work on that. We can do it. And I have found that if you first place your tithe aside, whatever your income is, if you will give 10% of that, 10% of that. It's like if you make $100, if you've got $100 that came in, just move that decimal point over to $10. A tithe is only 10 cents out of every dollar. That, to me, that's the equality or equity of tithing. It's only 10 cents out of every dollar. So it doesn't say, well, because you make more, you give 20%. Because you make less, you give 1%. 10% from every dollar, one dime. And donate that 10%. Because tithing, I often say, it's not about money. It's about faith. Can you believe that if you can give 10%, that God will put a beautiful and supernatural blessing upon the 90%? And if we can even work with percentages, it works very well that way. I always say, save 5 to 10%. You can do this. They call it pay yourself. And some of us can save more. But let's begin. So we tithe 10% and we save 5 to 10%. In other words, a nickel out of every dollar or a dime out of every dollar. And when it comes to our bills, I often will line up the smallest debt that you have. Oh, my goodness. I owe my brother let's say, $50. That may be your smallest debt. Put that at the top. Continue with your other debts. And list your debts out and begin to knock them out one by one, the smaller one first, while you're continuing to perhaps pay the minimum on the other ones. You'll see, you will begin to see yourself as financially free. Yeah, and always pay your mortgage and your rent. After your tithe and your savings, your mortgage and your rent. If you have a car note, your car note, your food, because for some of us, we need our car in order to take care of all the other things. And we can always manage when it comes to preparing our food. So plan with percentages. Begin to become debt-free. Yes. And this frees you up to be able to give and to live as you really hope for and desire. And I'm encouraging people that I talk to, if at all possible, if you're not already retired, begin to make those plans to retire so you can retire earlier. Yes, so that you can retire early and begin to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Yes, retirement does not have to do, it's not about age. It's about being able to maintain the quality of life that God has so blessed you with. And when you retire, you'll find out it doesn't take as much as possibly, or perhaps you had thought. Begin to think about these things, my beloved. Today, we're talking about five things. Rest and prepare. Yeah, rest and prepare. Yes. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to set aside some time to rest. And while we're resting, that's a preparatory stage. Resting is a preparatory stage. And then let's get debt free. Let's get debt free. Also, how about this? Have a secret place. A secret place in your house. Oh, and don't forget, number two. Watch what you say. I apologize. I forgot that one. Watch what you say. That's very important. And number four, a secret place. Have a place in your home like an altar, a secret place. Yes, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's a place that you can make like sacred. We know we can pray, we can talk, we can communicate with the Holy Spirit at any time. We know this, but we're talking about that secret place in your home. You know, I had a cousin once, and I have a cousin, and she built a beautiful home. Oh, it was simply gorgeous, spacious. And when I went to visit her and she was taking me on a tour of her home, I mean, just luxurious. And she pointed to this one room that even looked serene. It even looked peaceful. And she said, "This is my prayer room." Yeah, she made space where she could come and meet with God. Hey, rest and prepare, watching what you say, getting debt free, and a secret place in your home. I'd go so far as to say this, no phone, no TV, you and God. Your books, perhaps you like the beautiful fragrances, the aroma of the oils, the diffuser, water, your anointing oil. You know what you need, your prayer cloth, the tallit, a place where you can meet God, a secret place. I don't mean secret from your family, but just secret place as I'm thinking about according to you, as you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, as you communicate with God, a quiet place. Yeah. And then number five, I cannot leave this out. Expect something new. Amazing things are going to happen this year. Walls, and I think this is a bit of an insight into what to expect. Walls that are preventing you from moving forward, there's going to come a season for some of us, they're going to be removed. These walls are going to be removed, or, listen it, or, the conjunction, or doors or windows will be implemented for your entry. I know often we always think the walls got to come down.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think the wall has to come down. How about if something's implemented where a door or a window for your entry is there? For your entry or your exit? Walls that have been preventing you from moving forward. Many of those walls are going to be removed, or doors or windows are going to be implemented. I say doors or windows so that we can have a visual. Yeah. All right. How about this? Walls that have been preventing you from moving forward. Perhaps there's going to be some remodeling of that wall for the expansion of your vision. Mm-hmm. Expect something new. And begin to move more into social media. Yeah, move more into social media. Social media needs a good voice like yours. And your support systems are going to be enhanced. People will be coming that want to help you. We're going to stop spinning our wheels. And during this time, we're going to begin to steal away so we can categorize. Yeah, number one, number two, number three, and et cetera. And then follow the instructions that as the Holy Spirit directs you to do, and let's stay focused. Expect something new. Remember I shared on one of my other podcasts? It may not be new to someone else, but it may be new to you. It's like you get a new car. You tell someone, hey, I've got a new car. And they say, oh, you got a 2022. And you say, no, it's a 2020. And they say, that's not new. And you say, well, it's new to me. Or you may say you're going to buy a new dress. And there it is on the rack. It's already in existence. So some of the new things that we're expecting, they're already in existence. Or it simply may just be new to us. Five things. Oh, wow. Hasn't this been good today? It's a gentle reminder for all of us. Rest and prepare. Watch what we say. Let's get out of debt, my beloved. Let's get out of debt. Yeah. And let's develop, let's have a secret place in our home, an altar, a prayer room, a room of meditation, and expect something new. Wow. Hey, here we are. I think we have a lot to think about. Five things. Five things. Wow. Can you please tell me five things or just something that you're going to pull to the front burner? Huh, TLC? Yeah. Bringing those five things. Mm-hmm. Yes. Are you ready to bring those five things to the forefront? We can work on those things. Oh, wow. Hey, Mom, I want to say hi to you. I want to say hi. I want to say hi to TLC today. Yeah, becoming a financial genius, a guru. I want to say hi to my Aunt Jewel, Aunt Rosemary, Aunt Steen. Hello to my lovely mother. I want to say hi today. Hi, I want to say hi, Dominique. Hello. Hi, Ernestine. I want to shout out to you today. I want to say hi to Yvonne. I want to say hello. Hi, Dominique. Hey, hi, Terry, Velma. Hello, Arnold, Courtney, Anthony, Kiafa, Roslyn. The yes. Youth Empowerment Services. I want you to keep your eyes open. Hi, Terry. I want you to keep your eyes open for a fantastic conference that's coming for girls, junior high school through high school, and it will be the Dream Girl Conference, March 12th. You can look it up on your social media. The president of that corporation is Rosalind Fields, and I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. It'll be great, and it will be virtual, so everyone can attend around the world. Yes. Youth Empowerment Services, the Dream Girl Conference, March 12th. I want to say I love you, I'm thinking about you, and I know you're thinking about me. Let's implement those five things, and even if you just do them one at a time, we'll begin to see progress. I want you to know I love you, and you're supernaturally anointed by God the Father. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You're making powerful things happen. Hey, God bless you. Peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and divine protection.
Thank you. And please join me.